Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
Amen. Father, we thank you that even as we study your Word tonight, you minister unto us by your Spirit. I make it known to your children that I'm not trusting on my own human intellect, but I'm depending upon the Spirit of God. I thank you that my mind will be alert, even as it's inspired by the Holy Spirit, to grasp the revelations from God. I thank you, Lord, that I'm sensitive to what you want me to say tonight, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I promise to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that you will do and accomplish through your word tonight, in Jesus' name. And everybody say, amen. Amen. Do a high five to three people and say, I'm ready for the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Now, let's turn our Bibles to Matthew. Matthew 12, verse 38. Matthew 12, verse 38. The Bible says, then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you. What were they asking for? For a sign. They said, Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you. In other words, they were saying, prove it that you are sent from God. Hey, these people. So when people say prove it, it's not starting today. You know, it has always been there. So they said, prove it. We want to see a sign. Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you. Now, to give you a background, in the book of Luke gives us a very good background. Luke 11, verse 31. Not verse 31. Verse 29. When the crowds were increasing, he was teaching. And so when the crowd was increasing, verse 29, he began to say, this generation is an evil generation. Why is it evil? It seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. Says this generation, hey, Islech, it's an evil generation. Why is it bad? Because this generation is seeking for a sign. You know, all other generations, they never sought for a sign. But this one is seeking for a sign. It's an evil generation. Now, what is happening here is that people were coming to Jesus and they were saying to Jesus, Jesus, you have to prove yourself that you are a son of God. You have to prove yourself. And so, it was seeking for a sign. And Jesus said that no sign shall be given to you except what? A sign of Jonah. Now, what happened with Jonah? What do we know about Jonah? Jonah was in the belly of a fish for 3 days and three nights. And so God was saying, Jesus was saying that the only sign that you will see is that I as Jesus. You see, they didn't understand this that time. It's only when he had died and he rose from the dead that, oh, this is what he meant. Yeah. And so Jesus was saying that the sign that I will give it to you, it's a sign that I am going to die. And when I die and I'm crucified and I die, after that, what will happen? I will go to hell. Just like Jonah was in the belly of a fish, I am the Son of Man shall be in the belly of the earth. Now that is hell. And so, Jonah was he 3 days and three nights in the belly of? Does the Bible say that? Okay. And so, Jonah was in the belly of 3 days and three nights. Yeah, I knew that. So, and so, now Jesus was saying that just like he was in the belly of the fish. Yeah. Now that was Jonah 1 verse 17. Yeah. And so he says, just like that, the Son of God shall be in the belly of the earth. And this is the sign that you will only get. So he's saying that the sign that I am giving you, it's a sign that I will be crucified. There is no any other sign. Now, the word that they say here, or that is mentioned here, is the word Simeon. It's a Greek word. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning this word is because it's very particular. This is the only word that in the book of John mentions it. You know, when he talks about, see, there are other words that refers to miracles, but in the book of John only talks about this word. He mentioned the Greek word that he used is only this word, Simeon. And like the key scripture in John is that these signs, this Simeon, you know, these signs were written that you may believe. Yeah. And now this word, the NIV translates it as a miraculous sign. It's a word that is used for a miracle. Yeah. So a miraculous sign. So when the people were saying to Jesus, show us a sign, they were actually saying to Jesus, show us a miracle. You understand? You know, give us a miracle. Show us a miracle that you are the Son of God. Now, at one time, he came and he went into the temple. He cleaned the temple, you know, made a whip and hit them. And when he whipped them, he said that this house shall be called a house of prayer. You have turned it into a den of thieves, of robbers. But this shall be a house of the Lord. You know, what was their response? Give us a sign. Prove it. You know, give us a miracle. You know, if you're chasing us, if you claim to be the Son of God, give us a sign. And now, Jesus was saying here that you're looking for a sign. That's great. But you know what? I am not going to give you a sign. The only sign that you will get is that I'm going to die and I'm going to rise again. That is the only sign. Now, he says something. Let's go back to Matthew 12. He says something that is so important, which I want us to look at it. Matthew chapter 12. And here he's talking, verse 38, he's talking about that the Pharisees, some of the scribes and the Pharisees were saying, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." But he answered them, verse 39, "An evil and adulterous generation seek for a sign." People who are not really seeking God seek for a sign. Seek for a miracle. So when you advertise that miracles are... Now, we don't take light of miracles. We believe in miracles, right? You know, but when you advertise that, you know, "I can do miracles, I do all these things," you know, the world is more like sensitized. It's like, what is the right word? You know, they like it. They like it. Well, we want to see what sign is going to perform. Now, that is why people out there are able to come up and say that, your telephone number is this and this and that. You know, your name is this. Your account number is this. Yeah. Now, and people like it. And they would go say, "Wow." And then you ask yourself, after telling me my telephone number, then what? Now, what is happening today? That's what happened during the time of Jesus. You see, Jesus never did a miracle to show off. He did a miracle because people needed a miracle. He never even had a rally of miracles. But it was on his way, going out there, that miracles were happening. And I believe that we need to be people. When you go out there, you do evangelism, you go into people's lives, and you find a dead person there, no camera, no media, nothing. You just pray, and God will do a miracle. And then your phone will be down that you won't even record it to put it on Facebook. Amen. You know, that's when God will show up, you know, and do a miracle. Amen. But when we try to stage it, that's where it becomes a problem. Amen. How many people have received answers without really... You know, you find that when you go out there in your community and you meet the needs of people, you know, and you pray for people, God does miracles. You need to go to the cell groups if you are not going to the cell and listen to the testimonies that are happening there. People that are sharing, you know, always I hear testimonies, what God is doing in the lives of people. I am thrilled, really. You know that. You know, miracles are done through ordinary people more than, you know, through maybe the leadership and so forth. Because that's what the body is all about. Yeah, that's what the body of Christ is all about. Amen? Yeah, and that is why we encourage you go to the cells. You know, when you have a need, attend a cell group. And when you are at the cell group, don't be afraid to say, "Please pray for me. You know, I need this." And let the cell group pray. God does miracles. I mean, cancers have been healed. You know, sicknesses that were regarded as an incurable, God has come through by ordinary people in cell groups praying. These are the miracles that we're talking about. You know, where there is no show off. Are you with me? And that's what Jesus did. It was on his way about. The Bible says he would walk and people would stop them. He was not planning and say, this morning I'm going to wake up and then I hear that there are 10 lepers there, so I will go, I will gravitate towards them, you know, and then please go and prepare them, tell them that they need to believe. As I come, they, no, that was not, it was on his way that people will shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. And a miracle will happen. Amen. And so Jesus had miracle. So these people wanted a show. Give us a show. Yeah, they wanted a show. And so Jesus said that no show shall be given to you. No miracle shall be given to you. No sign shall be given to you except the sign of Jonah, that I am going to die. You know what was Jesus saying? He was saying that, you know what? What is critical is when I die at the cross. Don't deviate from that. This is what is important. Never lose focus of the cross. Eh? Oh, there are a lot of revelation this, you know, in this. And so he says, you know, that's the miracle that I am going to give you. Now, let's continue reading. Look at this. This is so powerful. Yeah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights where? In the heart of the earth. Now, that is hell. In case you didn't know, that is hell. You know, hell, it's right in the heart of the earth. It's boiling. It has been proven that, even scientifically, that going towards the center of the earth, it's hot. Yeah. Now and then, you know, it spills out, and then we say it is a volcano. You never thought of that. Yeah. Now, people who have died and maybe rose again and they claim to go to hell, what do they say? You listen to all their testimony. They will say, you know, when I died, I saw my body there, but I was pulled down into the earth. Nobody who says, I went to hell, I left the body, and then I went to hell. Nobody says that. Everybody's talking about that I was taken down, pulled down. There was one person who went to Bermuda Triangle. You know Bermuda Triangle? Bermuda Island is somewhere in the... Eh? Mamalele. Eh? That's where you went. You went to Bermuda Island. Is that where you were? All this time. No, you went there. You were in Bermuda. Okay. You were in Bermuda. Yeah, so you know Bermuda. After the service, or by the book, you know, your Mama Lele will tell you all about, I'd forgotten about that. And then, yeah, in the Bermuda Triangle. Now, if you Google, ne, and you search the strange things that happens in the Bermuda Triangle, you will be surprised. Ships have disappeared. Yeah, probably you know better, you know, than we do. One pilot said that he was flying over the particular, you know, that triangle. It's like, you know, it's a portion. Yeah, so he was flying over. He says, When he flew over that area, the dials on the plane, you know, just started to misbehave. Now, one person said this. This is what I wanted to. They were you know, diving. Eh? People who dive and go into the bottom of the sea and so forth. And so they were diving into, you know, in that area. And when they got to somewhere, the closer they were getting to the bottom, he says that he started to hear chains. See, chains rattling. You know, he started to hear voices, people crying. It's like people who are bound in chains. And, I mean, it's strange. And so he went further down. And he says, as he got to the bottom, he said that he started to feel. It's a documentary. He started to feel something sucking him right through the sand, down. Sucking. It was a force sucking him, you know, into the sand, the bottom of the sea, sucking him down. Yeah. And by God's grace, he escaped. He came up. Yeah. So he has that experience. Yeah. And so when the Bible says here, yeah, the bottom of the earth, the heart of the earth, you know, it's talking about hell. Are you with me? And so, coming back here, so Jesus says that I am going to spend 3 days and three nights right in hell. I am going to be in hell. Yeah, I'm going to suffer. I'm going to die. You're supposed to die there, but I'm going to die for your sake. That is the sign that I'm giving you. You know, verse 41. The man of Nineveh, he says, you people, you're looking for a sign. The man of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here. He says they repented when they saw Jonah coming out of the ocean, the fish, you know, vomiting him up. And he came out and he started preaching. And the whole Nineveh repented. He says that, you know what? When those people rise from the dead, because this happened many years before Jesus came. He says, they had died. He says, when they come, when they can rise up from the dead, they will be looking at you who are looking for a sign. And he says that they will condemn this generation. They will look at this generation and condemn it. Why? For they repented. When they saw that, they repented. And he says, but now, greater than Jonah is here. Yeah, greater than Jonah is here. Now, who is he talking about? About Jesus himself. You know, verse 42. Yeah, now he says something which I want to focus on. He says, the queen of the south, you know, the queen of Sheba, yeah, will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. Says it will not only be Nineveh, but also the queen of the south will rise up and condemn it. Why? For she came from the ends of the earth to share the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. He says, I am here, and I am wisdom, and I am walking about, but you are not seeking wisdom. You are seeking for a sign. You are not seeking wisdom. You are seeking for a miracle. He says, the queen of Sheba will condemn this generation because this generation are after miracles. But they are forsaking the wisdom. Yeah. He says, she came from a far country, from the ends of the earth, to share, came for one purpose, to share the wisdom of Solomon. So the queen of the south was wise because she was seeking wisdom. You see, it is a wise person who will identify wisdom and who will go for wisdom. A wise person will know that, you know, there is wisdom there. A wise person does not go for a handout. A wise person does not go that as long as you can give me. A wise person wants to know, how did you get it yourself so that I can also get it? Yeah. He's seeking for wisdom. And so the queen of Sheba, the Bible says that she came from the ends of the earth. This is a way of saying that it was far away. Far away, traveled a long distance to do what? To seek wisdom. To seek wisdom. She spent her sleepless night. She spent her resources. She came. She took care of herself just to come and listen to Solomon and to share what the wisdom that is there. To share the wisdom. I'm telling you that if there is anything that you are to seek as a child of God, is the wisdom of God. Really. You must pursue the wisdom of God in your life. You know, you must always pray for the wisdom of God. You must always pray that God open up my eyes to see things. You know, to be able to identify your wisdom in any making. You know, where that when I do something, God, give me, open up my eyes to see that, you know, this is great. And what happened? When she came here, the Bible talks about, when she came to Solomon, talks about that she observed. You know, what did she observe? She observed how her servants were dressing, their attire. She observed that. Go now, I will now wait till come over. She observed how the table was set. Yeah, she observed how the servants were serving people. She observed all of that. You see, it's a person of wisdom whose eyes will be open to see such things. But a person who lacks wisdom will be there. Hey, bam bam memile go jale khosi. You know. And so after that, what did you learn? Ay, you tell me believe bosi. What ba namele ya, namele bele bosi. But what did you learn? Hey man, what's the game? And then I'd say selfie, Ali next to the king. And so how was it? Hey, look at the selfie. Look at, I wanna, na kidese muna, you know, kidese, you know, kitamaleba tobawa hole. That's all. But what did you observe? What did you learn? So, it's a wise person who will open up his or her eyes and observe some things and learn. Are you with me? Learn. There is a way that things can be done. Learn that this can be done. And so, during this week, we were fitting in, you know, a chimney, fireplace, and so it was giving us a challenge. Yeah. And so we had a few minutes with Brother George, came and he helped me, and we tried to put it in, but because of time, we couldn't, you know, really finish it. And so on Saturday, you know, and I was saying to Pastor Luis, and saying to, you know, that, you know what, I believe I have wisdom. I know we are going to fit it in. And so I realized that, oh, okay, that corner it's smaller than the pipe. The pipe is bigger. Yeah. And how am I going to do it? And so I've been confessing that I believe I have the wisdom of God how to sort out this, that this will work. Definitely this will work. And so yesterday I looked at it. We tried this, just in the middle of everything, an idea came and said, actually it came on Friday. We were talking, little brother George, as he was driving me to, we were coming back, and talking about it. And I say that, we should try this. And then I said that, if this does not work, I'm going to try this other method. And so we went to the funeral in the morning. And so when we came back from the funeral, now I was working on it. I said, this thing must work. Yeah, this thing must work. I looked at it. You look, observe. And it's when you look that an idea will come that you can sort it out this way. Yeah. And I did it the way that, it came to me. And I was able to put it in. Yeah. And I fell. I won't tell that. I didn't fall when I was putting it in. It's when I was cleaning it. Hey, I fell, Yeah, because, I didn't have a good step ladder, so I was, a small step, I was on it, and I was trying to clean, just make it nice and so forth. Because they say that before you light the first fire, you must clean it. If, like, you're holding fingerprints on it, as when the fire comes in, those fingerprints will always be there. Yeah, it's an imprint. Yeah, so you will be looking at that, and the chimney will be having fingerprints. So I had to clean it, make sure that it is well, before we light up the fire. So I prepared, I did everything, and so forth. And that's when I fell. Anyway, I was not going to talk about falling. This morning I woke up and I was telling, I was busy brushing my, I believe my body is well. I believe. So I said, hey, Mraza Gabusir, Bedibo, yeah? When I fell on the motorbike, I fell this side, and then I said to her, I said, this time I landed here. So it's balancing out, is it? Anyway, what was I talking about? Yeah, so we got it in, Yeah, so the chimney, we were able to get the chimney. Now we must put the bottom of the chimney into the stove. And so I called everybody who was in the house, please come, because we have to now till the stove, and then aim where the chimney will be and then put it in. And we did that. Voila. It came in perfectly. And then I was thinking, God, I thank you that ultimately it's done. It's done. So there is wisdom for everything. Amen? Amen. Amen. That you'll be able to sort out. So a wise person will open up his or her eyes to observe things. Now you will observe, oh, this thing, we can do it that way. This thing, we can do it that way. This thing, this is what can be done. This thing, you must always be observant. And so now the Bible says that she was, the queen of Sheba was wise, and she came and to share the wisdom of Solomon. And she observed all that was happening. Now, the Bible says that, behold, something greater than Solomon is here. So, what is God saying? God is saying that you and I are at a better position than the Queen of Sheba. That Jesus is greater and it's here. So there is wisdom. Now, let's look at the wisdom of Solomon. The wisdom of Solomon was there. And how did we see the wisdom of Solomon? We saw it by what he did. You show wisdom by the acts that you do. It's not that it's only by memorizing, you know, all the cities of the capital cities of the country, you know, and you know, oh, that is good. But we, you know, have something practical, right? Yeah, memorizing, you know, a frog, and then that it has, you know, and on the exam the frog picture will be there, and then we'll say, what is this? You must say a leg, you know, whatever. And what is this? You know, it's good to know all of that. But wisdom is when you apply. When you apply, it is shown by the things that you do. So the things, the action, will show the wisdom of God in your life. So a person who is wise is not a person who is educated, but it's a person who is able to put into practice what he learned. That is a wise person. Yeah. But a person who has so many degrees does not necessarily mean that that person is wise. Yeah, it's full of information. Yeah, it's full of information. It does not mean that he's wise. But a person who is wise is a person who is able to transform what he learns practically, to solve problems practically. That is a wise person. I mean, you look at our politicians, most of them are educated. They've gone to universities, serious universities. You know, our African politicians come from serious universities. But when they come back after being at Cambridge, Oxford, Harvard, you know, all over the world, when they land at the airport, when they land at OR, you know, it's like that, whatever they have learned, it evaporates. Because they can't translate it into solving problems, practical problems in our countries. So wisdom. Wisdom is shown. It's a principal thing. It's shown by the practicality. It's not shown by the certificate. You might be certificated. Not you, but others. They might be certificated, you know, but not wise. No action is showing. You find a highly certificated person, really, when you look at his life, you know, you don't know even what to say. But wisdom is demonstrated, is displayed by the actions that you do. So when we say you are wise, it must show, you know, it must show that you are wise by the things that you do. So there must be progress in your life. The more the wisdom, the more progress must be in your life. If you are stagnant one place, that is saying something about the lack of wisdom. When you're wise, there must be. Now, why? Because now you, as a child of God, you are better than the wisdom of Solomon. You have Jesus with you. You have the wisdom of God with you. You know, that stems from Jesus. You have accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. There is a wealth of wisdom that must propel you forward. So whatever you do, there must be progress in your life. You are able to solve small things and big things. Amen? Now look at the scripture that we mentioned, Mark chapter 6, verse 2. Mark chapter 6, verse 2. Talking about Jesus, and he says, and on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? What wisdom is this? How are such what? Mighty works done by his hands. So, they judged wisdom by the things that he did. Jesus showed his wisdom by the things that he did. So, we will display wisdom by the things that we do. You know, that will display wisdom. Now, that is why I am saying to all of us that also in the simple things of running the church, you know, that we must show wisdom. Yeah. It is not a matter of, oh, things are just happening. You know, we must show it by the way we are doing things. Right? You know, that must show wisdom, that the way I handle myself, the way I do things, that must show the wisdom of God. That must show that, you know what, I have the wisdom of God. So being excellent in whatever you do displays the wisdom of God. If you're looking for a title of this message, the title is in case you're struggling, you're writing notes and say, but, you know, what title? What is the title, you know? Let me take you out of misery. The title of the message is, you show wisdom by your actions. Show wisdom by what you do. It's not by what you have memorized, but it's by what you do. Show wisdom by that. Hallelujah. And so with everything that we do, there must be wisdom. And we must do it excellently. We must excel in everything that we do. Things must be right. And we must do it right the first time. And do it right all the time. Amen? You know, when I play an instrument, I must play it right. You know, when praise and worship starts, when we say, you know, now we are starting, you are not searching for a key. You know what key you want to play. So you're doing it right the first time. Yeah, and you're doing it right all the time. Amen? Amen? Yeah. And when you're ushering, you know that I have the wisdom of God. I must do it right. You know, even if I am coming from a campus whereby it's out there in a village, the environment does not affect you. You affect the environment. You change the environment. Amen. Yeah. You see, when we came here and we started here, and you know, and then we talked about, you know, putting in a carpet and so on. You know, it was a shock to many people. No, you can't. You know, you can't. You know what? We insisted that we are going to do things excellent. And you don't want to know how many people came just to come and see, is it possible at the township, you know, that these things can be done? Yes, it's possible. Yes, it can be done. Yes, it should be done. And so even you are out there in a village and, you know, it's dusty and thing, people know, oh, you know, Banu Tsukhao saying, you know, Musari fella, itate ka taule, you know, and who normal, like 12 o'clock, Santana, itatile ka taule, you know, who are pretty, the 19, we itatile ka taule, and who normal, you know, you need to change that mindset. We were somewhere, and then I said to Pastor Louisa, I said, this place, it is not white owned. I look at people around. I said, I don't want to know the manager here, but one thing for sure, it's not a white person. Yeah, because we saw somebody, you know, carrying 90 and a nutati le towel, and then who normal? We must change. Amen. So we show the wisdom of God by the way we handle ourselves, the way we do things. We show the wisdom of God. And so we need to pursue wisdom. You know, we need to pursue wisdom. We need to show wisdom by the things that we do, that we are wise people, that we are doing things excellently. Yeah. Amen. Wherever we are, we must show the spirit of excellence. Yeah, because we carry the wisdom of God. So we display wisdom of God by the way we do things. We need to do things excellently because we are carrying the wisdom of God. Amen. Can you say this with me? I'm a child of God. I am born again. I have the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God, it's helping me to display wisdom, to display and to do things right. I show the wisdom of God by the way I carry myself in everything that I do through the wisdom of God. I am careful on how I do things because I have the wisdom of God. I am blessed with the wisdom of God. Thank you, God, for your wisdom in my life. I will be observant because I'm a wise person. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we give God a hand of praise? Hallelujah. Let's give God a real hand of praise. Amen. What happens is when you're in the house, you know, you're enjoying the grace that is in the house. And when you serve God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you. Let your light shine. Darkest parts, let your love fill the world. Wow, what a great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast. Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za. God richly bless you. And I'll be